It's our Less Than Average Below Par radio show with Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Stupid management. The people are real. The cases are real. This is
Tom and Ollie.
I just called to say.
If I want that much money, mate, I'd buy another life.
Yeah.
Would you start, like, all over?
I would not care if anyone hated me. I just wouldn't care, mate. I'd just buy another one.
1, 2, 3, 4.
It's time for Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Oh, welcome to your Monday, the 20th of August, 2018, which means it's my day. It's my day. No one else's.
Yes. Yeah, okay, Tom.
G'day, guys.
Happy
Sorry.
Happy birthday to
yeah,
you.
Yeah, it's my birthday.
It's not as nice when you demand it.
It's my day.
Okay.
My day.
Sorry. Has it been a good one?
It's been a bloody ripper, Ollie. It's been a bloody ripper. I got woken up. My boyfriend, Seth, made me breakfast in bed. Jeez, it's a good day.
What did he make you? More Doritos? Because that's all he eats at my house.
BLT.
Oh, really?
Yeah, made me a BLT.
Love a BLT.
I know. Mate, what's with your voice? You sound terrible.
I had a BLT on Sunday morning for breakfast at 2 p.m.
yeah, okay.
Because we went to a festival, didn't we, Tom?
We did. Expo Liaison. Not very Triple M at all.
Probably shouldn't have gone. I was sick to start with, and by the end of it, I couldn't speak.
Yeah.
But luckily, I'm sounding tip-top today, Tom.
No, you are absolutely not.
Speaking of your birthday, I mean, didn't we treat you on Friday to a real excursion?
Okay, here we go.
If you didn't hear, I did brainstorm with Tom and with yourselves what we should do for his birthday,
yeah.
And we had some ideas, but ultimately I chose one excursion for Friday.
And those details are not far away, as well as the video, which is going up very shortly. Please don't tell me it's a Monday and you're going to start with this, Ollie.
Tom, your birthday must wait because, of course, on a Monday we do Ollie's crazy, carefully worded, cryptic music challenge.
God.
Your chance to get on the Ollie's crazy, carefully worded, cryptic music challenge on a board. Up next, when I give a clue that contains two Triple M bands.
Mate, it's my day and I don't want to be doing this, but I'll let you. It's up next, Tom and Ollie. And I said up next, Tom and Ollie, Triple M. Cheap Wine, Cold Chisel, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Not far away. We'll ask, where were you when the baby came?
You aren't there, Tom. Even on your birthday, you're still having headphone issues.
Yeah, got it. All good.
Can't escape some things.
Oh,
even on your special day, mate.
Mate, it's my day.
Well, it is your day, and so I'm going to treat you with a special version, a special edition of Ollie's crazy, carefully worded cryptic music challenge.
Okay, just so you know, this music's quite high energy. Your voice right now isn't, so you're going to need to do what you need to do. And you gotta
live. There's nothing wrong with my voice, mate. I'm killing it tonight.
Come on, let's get into
it. Okay, here's how it works. You might have heard it. On a Monday, I give you a cryptic clue that contains a jumble of weird words, but there is sense to it. It's cryptic, and it contains two Triple M bands.
Ooh.
Okay, so here is the clue.
It's kind of like a cryptic crossword, isn't it?
It is. It is like it's like two clues combined.
And I hate cryptic crosswords.
I'll tell you how to get involved once I give you the clue. Here it is. The Dalai Lama found it, and you will too. I'll say it again for those listening. The Dalai Lama found
it. Everyone's listening.
Well,
that's the whole
some
point.
People aren't.
No, then. Oh. It's just passive in the background.
Exactly.
Okay. Listen up!
Some people have kids who are being annoying right now in the car and they're saying, I'm trying to hear the clue.
Okay. So listen up!
Listen up. Yep. The Dalai Lama found it and you will too. That contains two Triple M bands, Tom.
Okay.
Two of them. Two Triple M bands. And if you know that, if you know the answer or if you have a guess, message us at Tom and Ollie on Facebook, which is also where you can go if you want to catch a fun video of Tom's birthday surprise, which was a treat that I took you out to on Friday, Tom.
Yeah, you certainly did.
Did I nail it?
Well, we'll find out next after the brand new Good Charlotte. This one's called Shadow Boxer. It's new music on Triple M. And yeah, look, up next you'll hear what I got treated to on Friday. Treated is a strong word. You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. It's Good Charlotte, new music. That one's called Shadow Boxer. If you want to let us know what you think, just head to triplem.com.au. Become a Triple M club member, I should say, and tell us what music we should be playing on your Triple M. It is Tom and Ollie.
Lots of birthday love coming in for you, Tom, on Facebook, which is so nice to see. Jordan said, happy birthday, Tom, by the way. So I'm not sure what he had said previously, but thanks, Jordan. If you want to see Tom's birthday, I guess you'd call it a party. There's parties involved, Tom.
That's true.
On Friday, I took you out to a special treat excursion.
A surprise location.
The video is up, and I'll reveal all up next, and we'll find out whether Tom was satisfied with the party, in inverted commas.
Stick around. Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Van Halen Dreams, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Of course, we've got a plastic tub that we're trying to find 1,001 uses for, and not far away, we'll try and get some uses for that up, I reckon.
And thanks to all those on Facebook giving us a message for Ollie's crazy, carefully worded cryptic music challenge. Oh. Chris has made an attempt here. The clue was, of course, the Dalai Lama found it, and you will too. Two Triple M bands in there.
Nice.
And Chris, you got one right, but one wrong. I'll just say that. Your first one was correct. That is ongoing.
That's the place where you can also go to see a video of my birthday surprise very soon when it's uploaded and we haven't had video issues.
HD. Tom, your birthday was today, but I took you out on Friday. Of course, there was a lot of conjecture about what we should do for your birthday. I threw it out there to you and to a number of listeners and said, any suggestions, any ideas? I mean, there was the horse riding, which you were keen for.
I was all keen for horse riding. I wasn't keen for the G-Force plane ride.
You didn't want to be spun around at 8 times gravity.
And I also wasn't keen for matching tattoos with you and me.
Yeah, you didn't like that idea.
No.
I thought that's the kind of thing you would go for, to be honest.
Although I was keen for the firefighters doing a striptease.
The firefighter strip show.
That would have been great.
I was going to organise a firefighter strip show for you and have it like a real big G-up moment.
Great. Where's that? Instead of this stupid thing. You took me to on Friday.
I was going to sit you down and it was going to be firefighters come out and they're all female firefighters, Tom, which of course exist and you assumed it was going to be men.
That'd be right.
Good stitch up. But I didn't do that. Instead, took you out to a tour of State Parliament, Tom.
Oh my God.
Wasn't it good fun?
No. You took me to State Parliament.
Mate,
I mean, this is something that you'd probably do at school.
You didn't want danger. You didn't want to get wet. You didn't want to be uncomfortable. This was the perfect gift. So on Friday, we headed out. We went to the State Parliament. And Pablo was an amazing tour guide.
I did muck around a bit, though, didn't I? I was a little bit disrespectful.
Oh, bit of a larrikin, aren't you?
Mate, well, you'll hear.
You're a bit of a crazy lad. Well, Pablo was repeatedly challenged by, I think, both of us, but particularly you, many a times where you would comment and he would sort of try and stay on track but find it hard. Here's one such moment after I mentioned one of the key roles in Parliament was the Usher of the Black Rod, and this was a question I put to him.
Could someone like Tom ever rise to the role of Usher of the Black Rod?
Already have.
So, no, naughty.
Anyone can. So, I guess.
And poor Pablo did not know what to say there.
No.
He was in a bit of a bother. Mm. And that went on throughout. But I think you learnt a lot, Tom. Did you know that the walls of Parliament are plated in gold in parts? Because
this was in the Victorian Parliament, wasn't it?
Yeah, at a certain point in time, Victoria was like pumping out half of the world's gold was out of Victoria, out of that
general
region.
So you're saying that like it's supposed to wow me.
Mate, I know you weren't stunned, but I was.
Actually, I need to pause that song.
I really enjoyed Pablo's tour, and I encourage everyone to go out to get a tour of State Parliament, to learn about your civic duty, to learn about why it's important to vote, to learn about democracy, to learn about legislature.
No, that's
to learn about.
You know, the most interesting part was that the Queen can't step on the green carpet. That's the thing that I found most interesting.
She's got dirty shoes.
And also, I'm going up to the press gallery and seeing where the press had written naughty, rude words. Some of them beginning with the third letter of the alphabet.
There was some shocking those press gallery junkets. God, they get loose. So, Tom, do your job as the tech guy. You worked at Apple for 5 years.
Yeah.
Upload the video, mate. Don't delay any further.
Well, here's what I thought, Ollie. It is my birthday.
And head to Facebook at Tom and Ollie to see it.
It is my birthday today, isn't it?
It's my day, isn't it, Ollie?
It's my day.
Sure.
So that means we're going to do whatever I want.
What, is it only your birthday, is it? I don't think it's just your birthday.
I love that you've cottoned on here, Ollie. I mean, we have questions right now. I have a question for you. Would you like a shout out? 133353.
As in, is it your birthday?
Is it your birthday? Do you want to do a birthday shout out? Do you want to, it might be someone else's birthday, you know? We never do shout outs on this show, Ollie.
Not might be, almost definitely it's someone's birthday.
We never do shout outs on this show. Let's do shout outs.
And what an honour to share a birthday with Tom Bainbridge as well.
133353, do you want a shout-out? Doesn't necessarily need to be birthday-related. Just have a shout-out, guys.
What? No.
Yeah, shout-out. All shout-outs.
It's going to be your birthday today.
Yeah, it's my day, and we're doing this. 133353, you want a shout-out? You with Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
You're clutching.
It's Jets, Are You Gonna Be My Girl? What a tune for Monday the 20th of August. Triple M's Tom and Ollie. And yes, guys, don't go anywhere. It's my birthday.
Happy birthday.
It's my day, guys. It's my day.
That's aggressive. What you've done here, Tom, is you've opened up what is meant to be a retired radio tradition, and that is doing shout-outs. Is that what you're doing?
Shout-outs, baby.
I know I'm better than that, but are you?
Definitely not. Mate, it's my day, and this is what I want to do. I want to share the love. I want the phones to be open on 133353 and for you to be able to shout-out whatever you want. I'm opening it up. I'm sharing the love.
Why can't it just be people whose birthday it is today? That makes sense.
Because that's boring. It's so much funner to hear about sports teams, about other people's birthdays, about maybe engagements. You know, it's a big celebration.
If you're having to suggest reasons for shout-outs, then you've already hit rock bottom.
Hey, Tristan.
How you going?
What do you want to shout-out? Do a shout-out.
Shout-out to Mick. Happy 23rd birthday today, mate.
Oh, nice. Good on you. All right, thanks, Tristan. Have a good one.
No,
who's next?
No,
Ollie.
Just anything else, Tristan?
Also, shout out to Bazza and the boys, too. Yeah.
This is the best.
No. We're a national show, mate.
Yeah.
It's pathetic.
It's awesome.
He said Bazza and the boys. That doesn't mean anything to anyone.
Hey, Bazza and the boys are going to be like, yes, Tristan got on the radio. Bazza's
probably
out
in bed. Bazza's probably gone home.
Oh, no, he's listening. Mate. Hey, Ollie, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
The better Ollie. I always call you Ollie. You know that?
Yeah. Is your name Oliver as well, Ollie?
No, I'm a girl. My real name's Olivia.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
Jeez, Ollie. Assuming gender. That's why I call you the better Ollie.
Yeah, good. Okay, Ollie. Well, what do you want to shout out?
I want to give a shout out to my parents, Jackie and Sasha. They're thebomb.com.
See? Shout outs rule, Ollie.
Well, they gave you a... a male-sounding name.
So shout-outs are not
wouldn't be
lame.
Wouldn't be thanking the parents. Good on you, Ollie. Callie, how are you?
Hi, Callie here. How you going?
Mate, I'm annoyed you're on the radio, to be honest, but what's your shout-out?
I'd like to shout-out to my daughter. She turned 9 today.
Brilliant.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Woohoo!
Callie, would she be listening at all?
Yep, she'll be listening. Her name's Chloe.
As if she would be. She likes Triple M?
Say it again.
Is she a Triple M fan?
Yep.
All right, sure.
This is the best. This is my favourite. No. Blaine, you're 7 years old. What do you want your shout out?
What it's do you want my mother's birthday today.
And it's mine.
Hey. Hey, Blaine, Friday I took Tom out to a tour of state parliament. Is that a pretty good birthday gift, you reckon?
Yeah.
Would you be keen to go and see where the politicians work?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, Tom, it was a good gift.
Can you say anything else but yeah, Blaine?
Hey, my mum's awesome.
My mum's awesome.
You're a puppet now. Well. You're being a puppet. head to Facebook, though, and check out Tom having an absolute ball of a time with Pablo, our tour guide, as we got a behind-the-scenes look at state parliament. God, it was good.
Ollie, up next, more politics, but we're turning our eyes to New Zealand politics.
I love politics.
And an amazing story of birth.
Is it a feel-good story?
Yeah, childbirth. Yeah, feel-good story. Nice.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M. The only question we have is how the hell is Home and Away still on air? We'd rather listen to these two. Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Tom, it's a Monday, so we're playing Ollie's crazy, carefully worded cryptic music challenge. And to get involved, you've got to be on our Facebook page at Tom and Ollie. Give us a like if you want, but I think you can message us without liking us, personally or otherwise. Yeah, sure. I will say the clue is this. The Dalai Lama found it, and you will too. Mm. And that is a cryptic clue that reveals two Triple M bands. A lot of guesses coming through on Facebook. A lot of them correct, Tom. So maybe it's an easy one. How are you finding it?
I haven't given any thought to it because I couldn't care less.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, I will
say... It's my birthday and it's my day and I'm not spending it thinking about stupid cryptic clues.
All right. Well, I'll reveal the answer in about 15 minutes because it's apparently people are getting close to and correct answers. So if you have got a correct one, then correct... I don't know what I'm saying. Congrats to Chris Gale.
Oh, God, you sound so terrible right now. Head to our Facebook page if you want to get involved.
I'm sick, everyone.
And you can also see the video of my birthday surprise at the...
Save me.
Up next, Ollie, I'm going to tell you a story about New Zealand's Minister for Women. You've probably heard about it, but it's an amazing birthing story. Stick around. You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Yes, the volume did just go down there for a little bit. You with Tom and Ollie, Triple M. We're definitely the development show. We have questions.
Hey, the number one development show, Tom.
Oh, yeah.
Don't forget the rankings.
I don't know about that. Especially, well, we're the number one on Triple M, I can tell you that.
Yeah.
Very soon you'll hear about Ollie's low point in his life. But Ollie, I don't know if you've heard about this story. It's definitely doing the rounds. New Zealand's Minister for Women, right?
Yeah.
Her name's Julianne Genta.
And oh, not Tony Abbott. Isn't he the Minister for Women here?
New Zealand's Minister
for
Women.
Yeah, okay.
But yeah, it's still very interesting, isn't it, that there's a man who's the Minister for Women?
I don't know if he still is. He might have been dumped after Turnbull took over.
It just doesn't make any sense to have a man who's Minister for Women. But anyway, let's not get political. let's not get political.
Don't get bogged down, Tom.
But Julianne Genta, New Zealand's Minister for Women, she rode her bicycle to the hospital on Sunday to give birth.
This is actually crazy. Like, that's insane.
I absolutely love it.
Is that good for your baby, though? I mean, if you're bulging to that extent, you're 9 months in.
I don't think it's anything for you to judge.
But don't they hobble around even at the best of times when you're that pregnant?
Yeah.
To get on a bike, I mean, that's...
Well, it's commitment to the job because she's also the Associate Transport Minister, and that's why I love her, because she's committed to the job.
Is she?
Yeah.
So she's pretty pro-biking, obviously.
So she said via Instagram that her and her partner cycled to Auckland City Hospital because there wasn't enough room in the car for their support crew, in inverted commas. Now, I don't know much of a support crew you need. Isn't it just you and a partner
You're doing
process?
A long trail walk, are you? You don't need a support crew. Just a baby.
Guys, hand out the trail mix.
Who's got my chicken sandwich?
Did you just say it's just a baby?
Yeah, I was being silly.
Oh, Oliver. Oh, mate, in the next few months, you're going to know what fatherhood means.
Yeah, what? No, that's not a thing. It is just, no, I don't even bother. But got on her, pretty impressive.
She also said that the ride put her in the best possible mood.
Was she wearing a helmet? That's the question.
Well, mate, she's the New Zealand Associate Transport Minister. I'm pretty sure she's
wearing
a helmet.
With no support crew, maybe she forgot it. I don't know.
No, she just had supporting on her head. Anyway, I love this. I love the idea of giving birth, or at least starting to give birth, in a strange place. Because, I mean, the baby could come at any time. You don't know, do you? You know, you're given like a 2-week window. I don't know. I'm the gay man in the group. I don't really know how childbirth works.
I was going to agree and say, yeah, you don't know. But also, our mate who had a child recently, remember, he said he got it induced. So you kind of, at times, can choose.
And not like it didn't need to be induced. It was a voluntary inducing. So it was like, we want to pick the time and the date, and we're going to induce it at this time.
I didn't know you could do that.
Neither, which was absolutely amazing.
So maybe future radio shows can't do this this topic of call us when you had a weird baby birthing situation.
Yeah, but we have questions. 133353, where were you when the baby came? Were you in a strange place? Was it a tough situation? Maybe, I don't know, like graduation?
Maybe.
I just think of graduations for every caller.
Why would you be, as in it's like a year 6 graduation or year 12?
Any type of graduation. You could have been at the graduation and the baby's coming.
Could be on a bike.
Oh, good. A good one to get us up and about. Better Man, Pearl Jam. 133353, where were you when the baby came? Strange spot. If it is, give us a call. We have questions. It's Tom and Ollie.
If you were the baby, don't call. That's a gross answer.
Yeah. Triple M. It's Better Man, Pearl Jam, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We'll hear about Ollie's low point in his life very soon. It is Tom's birthday today. Happy birthday to me. All the comments coming through Facebook at Tom and Ollie with a Y. You can check out the surprise that Ollie took me to on Friday, a fun tour of Parliament. The comments keep coming through. Lynn says, happy birthday, Tom. Thank you, Lynn.
Don't pick up on her typo. Mario said, happy birthday, Tom. Amazing gift. Well done, Ollie.
Didn't want to read that one out.
Well,
I'm surprised we didn't get more answers for this one. 133353. We have questions, and the question is, where were you when the baby came? Now, it could work either way. It could be you were a couple and the baby was coming at an awkward time, or maybe you're away from the misso and you're in an awkward situation. You were at the poker night with the boys and you couldn't get away.
Tom, I said it before before the show, in our meeting, I said the question is too bland. Where were you when the baby came? You can jazz it up. Did the baby bamboozle you? Did the baby bamboozle you? I'll say it a bit better.
Yeah, you can't say much very good tonight.
Were you bamboozled when the baby dropped in?
Just looking at the phones, that's still not getting them to flow.
Okay, well, there's a delay on the timing. So 133353, they will call now. have you got an interesting birth story?
John, what's your interesting birth story?
My interesting birth story is I wasn't there. I was in jail.
You're in jail, John.
Oh, John, what a shame.
You naughty piggy. What were you doing? You don't need to know what you're doing, but why? What was going on?
John, tell us what you want to share about this story. What do you want to say?
Well, what happened? I'll tell you the story. It was New Year's Eve and we were throwing a party, right? My girl was pregnant already, right? Yeah. And we're having a party and a copper, he said to me, Happy New Year to Mountjoy Police.
Yep.
And I said, fuck Mountjoy Police. Oh, you should bleep that. But I said,
Dump that.
Good.
Tom and Ollie will be back in a moment.
And we're back.
It wasn't worth it anyway. Don't worry, you didn't miss much.
John, not a big fan of the Mountjoy Police, and he said so in no uncertain terms.
Oh, wow. So good.
It's weird that John's jail story descended into rudeness.
It's strange,
you would think
it?
That he would just be a lovely gentleman.
133353. Where were you when the baby came? Now, because...
No, did the baby bamboozle you?
Oh, okay, fair enough. All right, I just had to get back into delay there early. Sorry, mate, because so that we can take your answers.
All right, we got it, Andy, now?
We have questions on 133353. We can go to Andy in 3, 2, 1. Good evening, Andy.
Hi, how are you?
Good, mate. No swearing, please. Where were you when the baby bamboozled you? How about that?
I was at the gym with my friend, and I went back to the hospital, and she was only 5 mils. So I said, call me when she's 8, and I went back to the gym.
Come on, mate.
Sorry, what is 5 mil and 8 mil?
No, you don't need to ask about that, Ollie. You can figure it out in your head what the difference between the measurements are.
Oh.
But Andy...
The tiny baby.
Andy, why did you go back to the gym, mate? Come on.
It was more important.
Oh, nah.
Oh, what a shame.
When I asked this question, I just didn't think we'd just get gross men giving us a call.
Are all our listeners pigs?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Hey, tonight so far, there's been a few pigs. I'm sure James is lovely. Good evening, James.
G'day, boys. Love the show.
Thanks, good, mate. James. Are you another pig who's going to say something disgusting?
No, not really. Basically, my wife was having a hot shower, and she's like, I need to go get dressed and go to the hospital. I'm like, yeah, not a problem. And we're driving there, and we drove past Macca's. I'm like, babe, I really need a cheeseburger.
No.
And I got one. I got a cheeseburger for me and my mum and my dad, and they all came. They drove us in, and then
cheeseburgers all around.
2 hours later, my daughter was born, and that was 3.5 years ago, and still happily married.
Oh, God.
So James, wasn't time crucial, that cheeseburger? You snuck it in. It wasn't too stressful.
Yeah, no, it wasn't too stressful, you know.
And did your missus get a burger, or she didn't get one?
The funny thing is, I actually offered her one.
That's polite.
I'm like, do you want a cheeseburger? She's like, just get me to the hospital. Like.
Do you want anything from drive-thru? No, just get me to the hospital, mate.
I'm literally about to have a human being out of my body.
I'm 6 mil.
133353. I want to know, where were you when the baby came? This is Driving Rain, new music, Slash and Miles Kennedy, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. It's brand new music from Slash and Miles Kennedy. It's called Driving Rain, and let us know what you think of it. Head to triplem.com.au, become a Triple M Club member, and have a say about the music that should be on your Triple M. It is Tom and Ollie, and not far away we'll hear about Ollie's low point in his life. But we're finding out where you were when the baby came. 133353. We have questions.
Were you bamboozled by the baby, Tom?
Yeah, I know you're really trying to force that question in, but it's where were you when the baby came?
Were you blown away by the baby? Did it cause a befuffle?
It's not a thing. G'day, James.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
You were the baby that bamboozled the...
parents.
Yeah, I was the baby.
I was trying to...
Well, don't say... But... When we ask the question, where were you when it happened? I mean, we know where you were, but how did it go down?
Yeah, for sure. So I was due on Christmas Day, but I was actually born at the very start of September. So Mum and Dad liked to go skiing, and they were on the way to Mount Hotham for a ski trip. They were two and a half hours into the drive.
Oh, wow.
And Mum's like, nah, we got to turn around.
Oh.
So I ruined the ski trip.
You hate the snow?
Oh, I love the snow.
Well, okay. Well, you didn't like it to start with.
That's an insanely premature baby. Were you okay?
Yeah, I was in an incubation tub for like 2 months.
Whoa.
Yeah. Apparently, I actually died for a little bit of one. I'm fine now, so.
Wow. That's pretty incredible stuff. Well, thank you very much for sharing,
James. A little bit of me died on the mountain one time as well, but, you know, that's a separate story.
What was that about?
Just snowboarding fails, you know.
Cool, bro. Get the wax out. Hey, Lisa.
Hey, how are you?
Good, mate. Where were you when the baby came?
Well, it was my husband, so my baby came early as well, only 3 weeks, but she was a Christmas baby.
Yeah.
And so my husband was out really drunk at his Christmas party.
Right. The bloody husband. I mean, shouldn't he give up alcohol just like you had to, Lisa?
Well, so no, he didn't, but this was the last day that I allowed him to go out, and of course, I went into labour.
So what happens in that situation? Does he have to get a taxi to the...
No, so you can't get a taxi. It was a Friday before Christmas, and he was in St Kilda, so he got a work colleague to drive him to my place in Brunswick, pick me up, and then drive me to the Freemasons Hospital.
So for those that haven't been to Melbourne, that's quite a drive across town. Yeah. And then when he got there, was it like an awkward situation because he's under the weather?
Well, he was very excited. Nothing really happened for a while. So he went over the road to Macca's and got a chocolate thick shake and a burger to try and sober up.
So many husbands getting Macca's as well.
Yeah, Macca's sobers you up. That's good. Yeah, a lot of Macca's stories, Tom. How about you, Kevin? What happened when the baby arrived, or where did it happen?
Yeah, when my wife started to go into labour, I was actually looking after someone else's kid.
Ooh, that's not fun.
Two-timing bastard, Kevin.
I know. I used to be in disability care. I was looking after someone else's kid. I got called to say that my wife was on the way to the hospital.
And so what do you do in that situation?
I called the parents and said, you need to get home. I'm about to have one of my own.
That makes sense. And so it was a pretty easy fix?
I was in Liverpool and my wife was heading to Campbelltown Hospital. So needless to say, I passed the Maserati on the highway, making it look like it stood still.
Oh, geez. Well, don't be speeding along. But, you know, you have to get to that baby. That baby needs to be born.
Not sure about the order of those calls there, Eli. I mean, with Kevin, you know, just working in his job and Lisa having to get her drunk boyfriend. Anyway, Johnny, how was the baby received?
The baby was received on the bathroom floor at the stud I was working at.
What?
At the where?
Oh, at Glen Tree Down stud in Motawarri.
Stud? What kind of stud? Like horses?
Horse stud, yes.
What?
Yeah.
You had to deliver the baby? You had to deliver the baby?
So
I had to deliver the baby.
Are you a vet, Johnny? Are you pretty used to horses?
No. Well, luckily I delivered about 200 or 300 horses before that.
Yeah.
And
pretty similar process?
Pretty similar, but this one came out a little bit blue. So I had to stimulate it.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Unlike horses where they naturally sort of get their breathing going naturally.
Yeah.
This one came out a little bit blue, and luckily I had the midwife on the phone under my shoulder on my mobile phone, and caught her and got her stimulated and she started breathing.
Wow. So, well, that's a bloody incredible story. I'm glad it was you doing it and not just some rando. At least you delivered some horses.
And not hopefully not in a paddock, hopefully in a nice clean space as well.
Yeah, true. Ollie, I can't wait to hear about the low moment in your life up next.
Oh,
it'll be good.
It was grim. It was Saturday night. It was grim.
Oh.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
1, 2, 3, 4.
It's time for Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Oh, thank you for all the birthday messages flooding through on the Facebook page, Tom and Ollie. You can also see...
Oh, sorry, how many were there?
Video, heaps. A video of the surprise of the Parliament that you took me to.
Parliament tour. But Tom, the Facebook right now is actually flooded with messages regarding Ollie's crazy, carefully worded cryptic music challenge, which I will reveal to you now. If you missed it on a Monday, I open up the show with a cryptic clue that contains two Triple M bands or artists. Here's the clue. The Dalai Lama found it, and you will too. How have you gone, Tom, with that? There's two bands.
Again, I have not given it a second of thought. I've been very busy, and I couldn't care less about cryptic crosswords. Well, today's my birthday, and it's my day, and I'm not going to be worried about a stupid cryptic clue.
Lots of correct answers coming through from Kylie, Jordan, Chris, Scott. Gregoire was the winner, though. He got in first. Just we'll go through it, though. The Dalai Lama found it, and you will too. Are you aware of who the Dalai Lama is?
No, I don't care.
Leader of Buddhism?
Yep.
Well, you know. Ostensibly. So the Dalai Lama found it refers to nirvana,
because
that's what Buddhists find.
It's clever.
And you will too.
Yep.
What would that refer to?
You too?
You too. Yep. There you go, Tom. Well done. So if you think about it, if you really put your mind to it, Tom.
Yeah, I'm not though. Because
you're a lazy pig.
No, it's just boring.
Well, here's you too. Just so fitting. Mm. Congrats to Greg. No prizes, but you go on the leaderboard as this week's winner.
Ollie, I cannot wait for up next to hear your lowest point of the weekend and possibly even your life.
God, more from me. I'm doing it all, aren't I?
Oh, that's it? You don't have anything to add?
No.
Cool. Stick around for that one. It's Tom and Ollie on Triple M. It's you two, Pride in the Name of Love. Triple M's Tom and Ollie, not far away. We'll have some Smashing Pumpkins to chuck on for you, as well as Vance Joy's new track.
If you have been hearing tonight's show and you're thinking, Ollie's a bit sick, you're wrong. I'm fine. There's no issue here. Tom, we went to a festival. We went to a festival on Saturday, and that may have been part of my undoing. I wasn't in tip-top to begin with, and it was a bit of a day festival, so it was a hefty affair. Mm. And we wrapped up by about 11, didn't we? And so we
It was
all,
early night, really.
Yeah, it wasn't too late, but, you know, it takes it out of you. Very, very cold and wet. And I found myself in the city, and I actually... What I describe this as is a low moment, and a really low moment in my entire life. I've never felt this way, but what I felt was, geez, I hope no one sees me right now. Geez, I hope particularly no one I know sees me.
Yeah.
What I was doing is I was hungry, right? And you know when you're walking through the city late at night and you look into a restaurant like a Subway or a McDonald's or a KFC.
A fast food restaurant.
My story is about a Subway, but you look into those at some people, and often, particularly if they're alone, and you look at them and they're scoffing down on like a foot long. Do you wonder? I see that and I go, what happened to your night? Like, what's happened?
Well, it's fine if it's a 2 or 3 a.m. because it's the end of the night.
Yeah. And it's like, well, sure, you're scoffing your face, your night's over.
But were you doing this at like 11 o'clock?
It was 11 p.m. And, you know, normally at that time of night, I'd be wrapping up a decent dinner. Maybe I have a nice meal at a restaurant.
Yeah.
And I would maybe go have a few drinks. I would never be doing a Subway, and I would judge people if I looked in at that time of night.
Well, you can't judge, can you? You don't know what the story's been.
Well, that's what I was thinking. As I sat there eating my Subway, I was like, I am alone. This Subway is empty. There's one other guy in here eating. And if I just don't want anyone to see me.
Why don't you just get takeaway?
Having meatball 6-inch like a loser. With nothing but a basic salad of lettuce and tomato because I couldn't handle anything more. I was a bit fragile.
Oh, come on, mate. Chuck some jalapenos on there, some olives. Maybe pay an extra $2 for avocado.
I couldn't handle it. Oh. Couldn't, mate, I'm not splashing an avocado.
Please tell me you got a couple of cookies as well.
What I did do... No, I did not. Mate, I was really...
What?
I was having a real basic experience, like a basic moment. I was pretty wrecked. Same. I did sneak some refill in a water bottle, though. I put some Pepsi in a water bottle. That was a real win. But I just sat there and...
That is a win.
I want to ask him on 3353, when were you hoping no one would see you?
Yeah.
Have you ever been in a situation a bit like mine, maybe, or anything where you just go, you know what, I am doing this, but I would love it if no one sees me do this.
Let me give you one then from the exact same night.
Oh, you also had a I hope no one sees me moment.
Yeah, except mine luckily was in the privacy of my own home. So nobody could see me, but it was me and my boyfriend Seth. We Uber Eats double burgers. So a big burger at 11 p.m. at night, plus a potato cake. We sat in my bed and ate double burgers and a potato cake at 11 o'clock at night, and then moved on to the Subway cookies.
You had cookies.
Yeah, we had some.
You went to a separate venue for cookies.
Well, he'd already pre-purchased them for my birthday weekend. We'd had a couple of Subway cookies waiting on my mantelpiece ready to be eaten.
Who pre-purchases Subway cookies?
And then before I'd brushed my teeth, just had a couple of new caramel M&Ms, which were also quite delicious.
Yep, that's a low moment, Tom, and that fits the bill. Look, it hasn't got to be food related. No. We've both just had a couple of food moments there. But any time in your life when you've just gone, I hope that no one sees this. This is not good. Not good viewing.
Cover of the Easy Beats classic Wedding Ring here by Screaming Jets. New music here on Triple M 133353. Give us a call. You're with Tom and Ollie. We have questions. From their new album, Gotcha Covered, at Screaming Jets, covering the Easy Beats classic Wedding Ring. Triple M's Tom and Ollie. You can let us know what you think of that at triplem.com.au. And while you're on the internet, head over to our Facebook page at Tom and Ollie.
While you're browsing.
While you're surfing the World Wide Web.
People are loving the video that I guess put together an experience for you on Friday, Tom, for your birthday. I took you out for a tour of State Parliament.
It was certainly an experience.
And the video's up at Facebook at Tom and Ollie. And Ryan said, brilliant. Such a great best mate you are, Ollie. And I couldn't agree more. I could tell Tom greatly appreciates your gift. Ha ha. Happy birthday, Tom.
Thanks, Ryan.
So Ryan's a fan, and good on him.
Well, that was a moment when I was hoping no one would see me. 133353. When was a moment that you were hoping no one would see you? Because you had quite a low moment, didn't you, Ollie?
Yeah, having a Subway alone at 11 p.m. in the city. I did feel like a sad person. I felt like I felt like I was living outside of myself and seeing myself as a different entity. And it was weird, but it was also just quite sad. So I thought 133353, when were you hoping no one else would see you?
To be honest, it's not that sad. Like, it's still a fast food restaurant. Like, it's not the worst place you could be alone on
a
Saturday night.
I guess for me, a weekend, if I went out on a weekend in the city, it's not to get fast food. Do you know what I mean? It's to go to a nice place to have a decent meal.
G'day, Tim.
Hey.
Where were you?
Hey.
Hey,
when were you hoping no one would see you?
I was driving between Geelong and Melbourne. I pulled into Oporto there at the BP. Yeah. And I was like, I'm not that hungry, but I'm kind of. So I got like a half Portuguese chicken, chips, bloody roll, the works, you know, there's like coleslaw and stuff. And I was digging in like a madman. And the whole time I could think, thank God. All I could think was, thank God there's no one watching me or paparazzi or anything, because it was all over my face, fingers, clothing.
That's perfect.
And that fear is there, isn't it, though, that if there was someone to see you, it wouldn't be a good experience.
Yeah, even before halfway I was done, I was like, this can't be good. But I just kept going in.
Thank you, Tim, for sharing. You know, I'm finding about these stories, Ollie. I do want someone to see them to make them interesting. There's no element that, like, it doesn't matter.
Oh, the story should end with, and then someone saw you? Yeah.
Because currently it's, when were you hoping no one would see you? And people are calling up
that
saying...
That doesn't preclude stories where someone eventually did see the act, though. So...
Yeah, well...
Anyway, we're going to hopefully dive away from food stories with Troy, because it says here it's a bit dirty. Troy, what happened?
Hi, guys. Me and my wife on our engagement night.
Yeah.
We had a go at making a sex tape.
Oh.
Yeah.
Let's just say naughty tape.
A naughty tape, an adult film.
Yeah.
And it just ended up looking like, you know, when like the big elephant seal finds a little lady seal on the ice, and he just like flops up with his guts. It was just horrible, guys.
Wasn't too flattering.
It was not. There was no lighting. There was no angles. It was just shocking.
And you were hoping no one would see you in the moment, and then, of course, online.
Well, this is just something that no one would want to see, I think. And I think people would be like, what the hell is this?
Troy, did your partner feel the same way?
Oh, yeah. We were both just like, this never, ever sees the light of day again.
Oh, well, yes, there is an art form to making movies, Troy, and I guess you've got to learn the hard way.
133353. When were you hoping no one would see you? Give us a call. We have questions. It's Tom and Ollie on Triple M. It's Disarm, Smashing Pumpkins, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We have questions not far away. I've got this plastic tub that claims it has 1,001 uses. We're making a list of the things that we could use this plastic tub for. And not far away, you'll be able to creatively get involved.
We need your help.
We do. Still right going. Now, 133. Yeah. What?
Nothing.
This is your phone. I was waiting for you.
Oh, you were going to save me. Oh, great. When were you hoping no one would see you? Sorry, Tom. It's been a big weekend.
Oh, it certainly has.
I have asked this up. You know, I did have a bit of a Shannon Knoll moment where I just wished I could curl into a hole and not be seen. Like Shannon after many of his public bungles. But let's go to David on 133353. When were you hoping no one would see you, Dave?
Oh, boys, I was in the hotel at Botany, and I was in there with my girlfriend, and my wife walked in.
Oh, no, that's not ideal, is it?
No, it wasn't, believe me, because we got divorced about 3 months later.
Yeah,
sounds like a fair reaction, I think.
I think so, but I definitely wasn't expecting to walk into that hotel that night.
So how did she find out you were there?
Oh, someone must have given me up. I don't know, one of my mates would have done it or something. All I know is we come from Fairfield, and she was in Botany, and she'd never been there in her life.
Oh, Dave, someone ratted you out.
I think so.
I mean, you were the rat, though, in that story.
Oh, of course I was. I deserved it. But when you're young, you don't really know what you're doing.
How long ago was this?
Little thirsty piggy.
Oh, well, about 30 years ago now.
Yeah, right. Well.
Good stuff.
Oh, you're a better man now.
Thank you, David.
My Pearl Jam.
That's probably the best call we've ever had. Hey, Paul.
Hi, guys. How are you tonight?
Good, buddy. When were you hoping no one could see you?
Well, it wasn't me that was. I was hoping no one saw. It was what I thought I was hoping I never saw.
Oh, you saw it.
That makes sense.
Oh, no. What did you see?
I was picking up my son from work and on a major thoroughfare in Sydney. Yeah. And he was working at a KFC, picking him up after work. It was about midnight. We're driving up the exit of the car park.
Yeah.
There's a guy parked right into the car park, going to town on himself.
Oh. Not a lot you can say to that.
Kentucky Fried.
Nope. Hey, Peter.
How are you? Most reliable.
Yeah, good, buddy. When were you hoping no one could see you?
Went to the shop on my motorbike and on the big Harley and said, oh, yeah, this will be all right. And I went to go back out onto the road. Paul, I waited for a car to go past and the front wheel went down onto the driveway and I stopped.
Yeah.
And next minute I went to put the legs down.
Yeah.
No, I was about a foot off the ground and the bike just fell straight over on top of me.
Oh,
and it was burning my leg. I put the 700 kilo bike up, jumped, it started up and just rode off and I'm driving up.
That's a real shame. The order of those stories was best to worst. Eli, that was probably best to worst, those callers, our producer Eli. So maybe next time flip the order and that'd be ideal.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Just like a 5-year-old, these two keep asking questions. And just like a 5-year-old, our Play-Doh bill is through the roof. Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
God, Tom, huge night for our Facebook page. Oh, God. Tom and Ollie is where you can find us. There's a video of Tom going to Parliament, which was your birthday treat, Tom. But I also posted a photo of you, a throwback from, what, late last year, looking like a nasty piggy. And I said, caption this photo to make Tom feel special on his birthday.
Yeah.
You're wearing double denim. It's an open shirt, so you've got a fair bit of skin showing. And short shorts.
They're called abs, mate.
And I've upped the saturation, so it looks like you've got a fake tan, which is quite funny. You look filthy, basically. And I said, caption this. Wayne said, bogan gender neutral. So I'm not sure what that means, but I like that. That's quite good. Catherine said, call for porno specials.
Oh, yes, please.
Lani said, Tinder profile pic 101.
Yes.
And Donna said, sex on a stick. So I think you've won the ladies over.
Thank you.
Not too many men into it, but... all good stuff there. I love this song. We're playing this?
No, we're not. I was just playing it behind what you were talking about.
That was the end. But speaking of Tinder, Tom,
yeah.
I reckon, can we talk Tinder bios? Because I found an article that gives a direct, a clear direction on how to write a good Tinder bio.
Which, oh, okay.
I'm not single. You're not single currently.
No, but I'm pretty good at this stuff. I was in the online dating game for a while.
I reckon if you're single or if you're keen on dating apps just generally... Up next, we're going to learn how to write the best Tinder bio.
Okay. Stick around. This is Big Country in a Big Country. Tom and Ollie, Triple M. We're going home. Vance, Joy, Triple M's, Tom and Ollie. We have questions and we have a question about a company's validity about putting a statement on a plastic tub that says 1,001 uses. Look, we're trying to prove that there is 1,001 uses and very soon you'll be able to get involved in that one. We'll need your help.
Oh, you've got a question, Tom. I've got a question.
Oh, do you?
So take
is the
that.
Question, why are you so sick and sound horrible?
No, I don't. I sound perfectly great. You gotta live. Don't play Shannon Knoll to me. Mate, if you've got a Tinder bio that's pretty damn good, or if you have a tip on how to write a good Tinder bio, then do get involved in 133353. But if you don't worry. I've got them here thanks to Vice.
Oh!
Vice has got a guide here to writing a good profile. They say for Tinder. Of course, for any old app, Grindr. As you guys call it.
It's called Grindr. And Ollie, you should run these past me because I'm a bit of a pro when it came to the online dating scene back in the day before my boyfriend.
Are you? Well, because I'm in a long-term relationship, but you've got a partner currently, but...
We met online.
It's all up, yeah.
We met through the app.
Right.
Yeah.
And all so far so good.
Mate, couldn't be more in love.
Wow.
Our love grows stronger and stronger every single day.
Well, don't forget, love is fleeting. But what I've found here from Vice.com, Tom, is that The Knot has done a survey.
What's The Knot?
Oh, it's a website about time that The Knot, K-N-O-T. Oh, cool. It found that 19% of brides met their partner on dating apps.
Boom, there you go.
There you go. Now, some of the advice I would say is fairly basic and ordinary and obvious. For example, the photo advice, choose a series of photos that carefully, that make you look like you don't care, but also that you look quite good in. I mean, sure.
That is so true. You can't have like ones where you're a bit try-hardy.
You don't want to be too manicured or done up.
And never, ever, 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 as your primary pick, have you with somebody else. Because then you don't know who's who.
It's annoying. And you don't feel as special as the viewer. You feel like you're sharing this person with someone.
Yeah, you want you and only you in a great picture.
Yeah. Now, here's the better advice. Bio advice. So the Tinder bio is the part where there's meant to be writing. I'm guessing a lot of people don't have bios. Is that fair to say, Tom?
Yeah, if you swipe through the Tinder world, there can just be a lot of no writing there whatsoever, no information. Well, and it's important to have something in there, and it needs to be witty, funny, eye-grabbing.
Oh, okay, don't give too many tips away. I mean, the tips are from Vice, so this is not your role.
Yeah, okay.
I reckon this is their best tip, though, is just to have a bio, to write one, because it does look weird. It looks lazy, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's definitely
or closed off.
Yeah. It's like, who are you? Why do you not have any information about yourself?
Tom, how's this sound to you? It says, you want to avoid sounding too earnest. And they give the example of saying, please love me. I want someone. I want to meet someone.
Definitely. Yep. 100%. You need to be comfortable in yourself. You need to show that you have confidence in yourself.
But the balance is then also, don't be too nonchalant.
No,
too I don't care. For example, they say, don't write, I'm way too good for this. Which... I was on Tinder years ago for like a month when me and Sarah were broken up. And I recall bios that were like, I hate Tinder. I don't know why I'm on here. But, you know, giving it a crack, whatever. It's like, well, you're already pretty negative about the whole thing, aren't you? There are more tips, but I thought 13353, should we open it up?
Oh, nah. I don't think we want to go to...
Oh, you don't?
Well, we asked at the start and nobody called up. So I wouldn't... We need to get to these 1,001
issues. I want to hear what the best Tinder bio is.
You do?
If someone's got... Okay. If someone reckons they've got like a foolproof Tinder bio that always kills, that does a good job for them, I'd love to hear that. Because I'm taking...
Do you want to know what mine one was?
I've got a partner. I can live vicariously. Yours doesn't excite me as much, being a straight man, but... gay man. But yeah, I'll hear it.
No, that's fine.
Yeah, 13353. Have you got a sick Tinder bio?
You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. We have questions. Give us a call.
Sick.
It's fight for your right to party. Beastie Boys, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. And I think of the birthday messages coming through on Facebook as well.
I'm sorry.
Tom and Ollie,
I'm sorry. Are there any messages coming? Can you name one person who sent you a message?
Steve Devine.
He's a personal friend.
Well, he messaged through our Facebook. Oh, no, that was on...
It was a text, probably.
Oh, that was on my Facebook page.
Yeah.
So thank you to all my friends messaging me on Facebook.
Oh, good on you.
Naughty After Nine, not far away. And I'm going to tell you an amazing story about a kid from Australia who hacked into Apple's headquarters. It doesn't sound naughty, but it'll make it naughty.
Tom, we're talking about the perfect dating app profile or bio after Vice has... revealed the best way to write a good Tinder profile. They've given advice like, do write a bio. Don't have no words written because it looks like, I guess it looks lazy and it just looks like you're not very cool.
Yeah, that's true.
They do give some further details and I want to ask you about yours, Tom. I know you're keen to share it because you say you've got a pretty good bio for your, is it Grindr or Scruff?
No, this was on Tinder.
Scruff? Oh, on Tinder.
Yeah, this is on Tinder.
So the advice does go on to say, make it detailed and unique. Don't say generic stuff like, I like to spend time with friends and family, which I think is so true. When someone says, I love my friends, it's like, sure.
Of course.
Well, who doesn't?
Yeah, if you love your friends, you're a real person.
Yeah.
Like.
If you don't love your friends, write that because that's interesting.
Good point.
You know, I want to know that. They do say as well, don't be too negative. Sharing what you dislike can make you seem negative rather than thoughtful.
G'day, Richie.
G'day, boys.
You got a little surefire hit for the Tinder bio, do you?
Oh, I've got a pretty good one, I think.
Pretty successful?
Interesting, to say the least.
Well, I like how you're giving us a fake name here to use your name, Richie. It's not your real name. You're obviously pretty private about your online profile.
Oh, not really. I mean, just thought it'd be funny.
Okay, Richie. Well, tell us what your profile, your Tinder bio is.
I'm on a worldwide search for my future ex-wife.
How's that go down, Richie?
I've had a few people say I'll do that, but I'm not sure about the X part. So, interesting to say the least. But
so you've had you've had ladies profess their desire to maybe marry you, but then not get divorced.
Yeah, and I said I'm not sure about that part.
If I was those girls, I wouldn't be giving you that much of a leash, but good on them.
Oh, well, you haven't seen me, though, so...
Are you pretty good looking?
I'd like to think so.
Well, the name Richie's a bit of an old man's name, I would have thought, Richie.
Yeah.
No, Richie from The Bachelor. Richie Strawn.
Yeah. And wasn't he loved? Dull as a doornail, as they said.
Oh, Oliver.
Hey, it's cardboard.
Oh,
Western Australian piece of cardboard.
You'd take Richie if
he
wanted to be.
He knocked back Nikki Goggin, and that was Australia's greatest crime of TV.
It was.
Way worse than anything Blue Hills did.
Yeah, I know. I know what you mean.
All right, Tom, come on, tell us. You've been flaunting it. What is your so wonderful bio that you had on Tinder?
Okay, it was simple. It was simply five words.
Simple Plan, the band?
No, it was five words. Mate, date, beers, hangs, fun.
No.
Yeah.
That is so lame.
Nah, it was good. Because it's just simple.
Is that the marketing for Quicksilver? Or?
It was just simple. It's simple branding, you know?
It's just five words.
Yeah, exactly. All separated with a line.
Didn't you read my tip for you? Make it unique and detailed. You've done neither of those two things.
Hey, we need your help figuring out uses for a plastic tub. That's after brand new music. It's Home, the John Butler Trio, Tom and Ollie, Triple M. It's brand new music from the John Butler Trio. It's called Home. Head to triplem.com.au, become a Triple M Club member. And let us know what you think about the music that we play on your very station.
Tom, I've got thoughts on John Butler.
Do you want me to say that it's Tom and Ollie, by the way, and we have questions?
Keith Urban's new song as well.
Ooh.
Have you heard Keith's new song?
No, I want to hear about that tomorrow night.
I think that's going to feature in Trash Talk Back Tuesday because I've got some pretty interesting thoughts about the direction Keith's gone on his new tune.
I have questions about a plastic tub that on the front of it says 1001 uses. Right? This is a plastic tub, like a crate that you might just put, you know, some shoes in or something. Or some vinyl records.
Well, we've got a long list going. Should I get it up?
Please do. Take a listen. This is some of the things that you have figured out a use for this plastic tub.
I've definitely made a punch in a bucket before.
A bit of wax on the bottom, take the kids up to the snow and use it as a toboggan.
Instead of Coles getting in trouble with these recycled bags, they can use the tub.
Most obvious one, drums, fellas, drums.
So there's some great uses for this plastic tub. 133353, if you've got a creative
Since then, Tom,
answer.
There's been a few more coming in, and I'll just give you some
Whoa, I need to chuck on the official theme song of the 1001 uses for the plastic tub. It's Copacabana.
Okay, well, the list is currently at 56.
Oh, 56 uses. Mate, that's not 1001. How are we going to get there? Let's try it tonight.
We've got some work to do, so 133353, do help us. But here's some new ones. Recycling bin, classic. Wickets, though. So cricket in the backyard.
Love it.
Pizza cutter, someone said.
Which was an interesting pizza, but it was like one of those expensive pizzas from Crust. A square one.
Yeah, a slab.
Yeah.
A basketball, someone said. So if you are...
No, I'm pretty sure it was a basketball ring.
I wrote basketball. Okay, basketball ring. Worm Farm, didn't mind that one.
Yeah, 133353. If you reckon you can think of a brand new use for this plastic tub that claims it's got 1001 uses, then give us a call on 133353.
I've got one.
Yeah.
Filing cabinet.
Oh, brilliant.
Put your filing in there.
But again, that's quite a boring one. Yeah. I would like some creative responses.
Okay.
Don't call up and say Esky, because we had that about 15
We've had
times.
A few of those.
Oh! David Bowie's Let's Dance. Turn this one up. And in the meantime, chuck the numbers 133353 into your phone and tell us what you'd use a plastic tub for.
I've got one. You know how some people don't like soda water that's too fizzy?
Mm-hmm.
They want it flatter?
Yeah.
It could be a flattener by pouring all your soda water into the tub.
A soda water decanter.
And let it go flat.
Tom and Ollie, Triple M. We have questions. Let's Dance, David Bowie, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. It's fine, mate. Chill out.
Don't use the showtime to post photos to your own personal account.
Why not?
It's not, well, because you're on air. You're doing a radio show.
No, not between songs, I'm not.
Yes, you are. Mate, wait till the boss comes in and hears that kind of attitude.
They're not paying me for in between the songs. They're paying me for right now.
Well, you're the panelist. So they are.
It is Tom and Ollie on Triple M. We have questions. I just set and forget, Ollie. Naughty After Nine isn't far away, but we're trying to figure out, because we have questions about a tub that claims it has 1001 uses. Now, I'll chuck on the official theme song of this.
Well,
And we're trying to figure out all 1,001 uses of this plastic tub that it claims to have.
Well, Tom, on Facebook, Matt has said, here we go again. Maybe you could hold a dead horse in that tub because you've been flogging it for a while. He's over it.
Well, mate, it's here on the phone, so we're going to keep going.
Bronte said, use for the tub, tie ropes to it and make a swing.
Oh, brilliant.
Brad said the tub could be used as an urn.
Ooh.
Brad from the USA, on your Brad.
Oh, thanks for listening, Brad. Craig has done a personal text to me saying festival toilet. Use a tub as a festival toilet.
Craig, that is base.
Phil on 133353, what do you think we should use this tub for, mate?
Well, I've actually used one for a washing machine while camping. Oh. Chuck it in the back of the four-wheel drive, fill it up with your washing water, soap powder, and away you go. Go for a drive. Well done.
Brilliant. Washing machine.
Who's writing these down?
You are, because I still have to press buttons.
Oh, you're working now? Washing machine.
Just want to remind you, it's my day. It's my birthday. Hey, Rob.
Yeah, you know, I just fill it full of holes and use it as a sieve.
That's good. That's good.
I like it.
Make some pasta.
Oh, a lot of pasta, I reckon. Hey, Tim, what do you think we should use the tub that claims it has 1,001 uses for?
Okay, use it for loose change.
Loose change?
The money box, yeah.
Nice. Jeez. I've got a glass jar that I use for loose change.
Oh, way too small.
Bought an Xbox from it once. No, it was a big glass jar. G'day, Brendan.
Yeah, how you doing?
Good, mate. What should we use the tub that claims it has 1,001 uses for?
Well, if you remember the show Get Smart, and when the Chief and Max had something top secret to say, they'd lower the cone of silence. You could use it like one of them, a portable one.
The tub of silence.
Yeah, don't worry. That's classic. Good on you, Brendan.
Said it pretty loud.
Jason?
Hey, guys. How you going?
Yeah, good, buddy.
Turn it upside down, bit of rope through the handles and some weights at the bottom and mark the spot out while you're fishing.
Okay, that sounds quite fishing specific. I'm not a huge fisherman. What does it do?
It'll act like a float.
Very good.
So if it's upside down, it'll have an air pocket underneath, the rope going down and some weight.
Shooting, hunting, fishing.
Mate,
my kind of lad.
Oh, mate, we love it. G'day, Tim.
Here you go.
Good buddy.
I'm just going to write down some fishing thing.
Yeah, that's no fishing float. You can write down fishing float.
Fishing float.
Tim, what should we use this tub for?
Well, I reckon you could use it for an organ donation bucket, you know, like a kidney or something in there.
Yeah, good.
Should I have a couple of kidneys?
Like that movie Rat Race with with old mate Mr. Bean. Remember that film? And they had.
Oh, I love Rat Race.
Was Rat Race?
Rowan Atkinson.
Was Rat Race the one where they had a liver or something
all
that I had to deliver?
All I know is the line, the hooker, the hooker's taking the money.
Great. Terry.
Yeah. How you going?
Good, mate. We found a tub that says claims it has 1,001 uses. What do you think it should be used for?
Mate, fill it full of grapes and make some wine out of it. Just stomp on them and crush them up.
Oh, had it.
No, haven't we? Grape crusher.
Cool. Hey, Brent.
Hey, Brent. I'm thinking, mate, maybe the home birth situation. Bub, straight in the tub. Way to go.
Bub in a tub.
Bub in a tub. G'day, Sam.
Hi, how are you going?
Good, mate. What should we use the tub for?
If you flip it upside down and you put it on your back, you could be a Ninja Turtle.
Brilliant.
Crazy costume.
Yeah.
Well, that is 67.
67 uses.
Slow going, isn't it?
It is very slow. I mean, there's a lot to get to 1,001.
It's fun. I like these answers.
Hey, if you reckon you're pretty good at hiding your naughty videos, well, think again, because Tom, who presents Hack, that's me, I'm going to hack into your naughty videos.
Are you the guy from Hack?
No, it's a new segment that I'm calling Hack.
We're doing a segment called Hack.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. Tom and Ollie on Triple M.